Christmas 1949, and an army of stars salutes the Salvation Army. Written in the stars that shine at Christmas, peace on earth will be everlasting when goodwill toward all men fills the hearts of men of all races and all religions. This is Jimmy Wallington, ladies and gentlemen. Our nation is a Christmas stage, and across it marches an army of stars to salute an army whose weapons are God and goodwill, the Salvation Army. Our stars are among the brightest in the operatic world. Leisha Albanese, Kirsten Flagstaff, and Winifred Height. Jussi Björling, Seth Svanholm, and Lawrence Tippett. The San Francisco Opera Orchestra is under the baton of Maestro Carl Kritz and Maestro Gaetano Merola, General Director of the San Francisco Opera Company. We will also hear from the National Commander, Ernest I. Pugmire, and the famous Dr. Christian, Gene Herschel. You are now hearing Carmen Dragon and his Railroad Hour Orchestra. Ladies and gentlemen, an army of stars salutes the Salvation Army. To open our Army of Stars program, we have the world-renowned baritone, Mr. Lawrence Tibbett.
I'm particularly happy to join in this salute to the Salvation Army because the first time that I ever sang in public was at a Salvation Army Corps meeting in Bakersfield, California, where my sainted grandmother was a loyal soldier. As a matter of fact, she was a major in the Salvation Army. On that occasion, I sang Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. I'm not going to sing that now because it's not particularly appropriate to this great Christmas celebration. Now, with Mr. Len Salvo at the organ, I would like to sing one of the greatest of all Christmas songs, Adeste Fidelis, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
King of angels, oh, come let us. us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
The 27th annual season of the San Francisco Opera Company was highlighted by the presence of the world's greatest Wagnerian soprano, Madame Kirsten Flagstad. Madame Flagstad salutes the Salvation Army as she sings Elsa's dream of her noble knight Lohengrin, custodian of the Holy Grail. The San Francisco Opera Orchestra is under the baton of its general director, Maestro Gaetano Merola.
Thank you.
It seems particularly fitting that the beloved Dr. Christian of the radio should join in this salute to the Salvation Army. Gene Hersholt will read the most beautiful story ever told, expressed in the most beautiful language ever written. The story of the Nativity according to St. Luke. Mr. Hersholt.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in a heavenly peace, sleep in a heavenly silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord. my birth.
Madame Winifred Hite, famous for her contralto roles in the opera houses of the world, has returned to our Army of Stars program again this year to repeat the beautiful Christmas favorite, Silent Night. Now, once again, we return to the stage of the War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco, where the world's greatest heroic tenor, Mr. Setz von Holm, displays his phenomenal versatility by saluting the Salvation Army with a baritone melody, loved wherever fine music is known. Remembering those shepherds who were guided by the Star of Bethlehem, Mr. Svanholm sings The Song to the Evening Star from Tannhäuser. The San Francisco Opera Orchestra is under the baton of Maestro Gaetano Merola, Mr. Setz Svanholm.
Wie Todesahnung dämmrunde die Lande umhüllt das Tal mit schwärzlichem Gewande. Der Seele, die nach jenen Höhen verlangt, vor ihrem Flug durch Nacht und Grausen bang. Da scheinest du, o lieblichster der Sterne, dein sanftes Licht entzündest du der Ferne, die nächt'ge Dämmerung teilt dein lieber Strahl und freudlich zeigst du den Weg aus dem Tal.
Those of us who are close to the day-to-day operations of the Salvation Army know the tremendously human contribution its vast network of institutions makes to America. Too few Americans, however, realize that the Salvation Army operates day nurseries, hospitals for unwed mothers, homes for children, rehabilitation centers for the man who is shunned by society, the man who is down, but to the Salvation Army is never out. Mere statistics could never reflect the heart and soul of this great army of mercy. No wonder this army of stars is saluting the Salvation Army. Here to express a word of thanks is the National Commander of the Salvation Army, Commissioner Ernest I. Pugmire.
My friends, for the second year, a group of distinguished artists have combined their talents in tribute to the work of the Salvation Army. On behalf of my comrades throughout America, I want to say we are deeply grateful. It is heartening to feel that this program will be heard during the Christmas season throughout the English-speaking world. When the Army founder, William Booth, with his devoted wife, Catherine, renounced the security of a parish life in 1865 and went into the slums, little could he have realized the forces he was setting in motion. Truly, it can be said, what hath God wrought in the past 84 years? We devoutly thank the Father of all for the blessings he has bestowed upon our worldwide service to others. May we share this blessing with you, whoever you are, wherever you may be, whatever your race, creed, or color. May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, be and abide with you and yours at this Christmas time and throughout the new year.
The gold-brocaded braille curtain of the War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco frames a picture on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve in a garret in Paris. Mimi, the little seamstress, and Rodolfo, the poet, are about to leave for Christmas Eve dinner, and the curtain will fall in the first act of Puccini's La Bohème. Madame Licia Albanese is our Mimi. Mr. Jussi Björling is our Rodolfo. The San Francisco Opera Orchestra is conducted by Maestro Carl Kritz, General Director of the Fort Worth Opera Company and Staff Conductor of the San Francisco and Metropolitan Opera Companies. Madame Albanese and Mr. Björling.
Thank you.
From San Francisco, New York, and Hollywood, our Army of Stars has given its 1949 Christmas salute to the Salvation Army. In grateful acknowledgement of this salute, the Salvation Army thanks Paul Pose, manager of the San Francisco Opera Company, for his active cooperation in making possible the appearance of these world-famous artists. James C. Petrillo of the American Federation of Musicians and Walter Weber of Local Number 6 and Phil Fisher of Local 47 of that federation, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the American Guild of Musical Artists, the Theater Authority, the artists themselves, and writer Glenn Wheaton. This program was produced without talent cost to the Salvation Army. Now, to the accompaniment of Carmen Dragon's music, this is Jimmy Wallington saying, on behalf of that great humanitarian army which operates in 97 countries and colonies throughout the world, the words of its national commander, whoever you are, wherever you may be, whatever your race, whatever your creed, whatever your color, may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, be and abide with you and yours at Christmas and throughout the new year.